Well, they say that home is where the heart is, but it's also where the stomach is. And for many recent immigrants, it's hard to feel at home when they can't find the food they're used to. But it can also be hard to stay healthy. Our producer, Antonia Cerejido, breaks down a new study that looks at what immigrant Latina women think of as healthy food and where they like to shop for it.
Okay, hi guys.
Hola a todos, ¿cómo están?
So today we're talking about dark leafy greens like these guys here.
I am standing amid dozens of women and a couple of men in poofy jackets and unwieldy scarves. We are all trying to huddle under a tarp on a brisk November day. We're at a cooking class that's happening at the 175th Street Green Market, a farmer's market in Washington Heights, New York City. Jesús Núñez is in the crowd. She's the mother of 12 and an immigrant from the Dominican Republic.
Yo compro más las ensaladas acá que en el supermercado porque en el supermercado siempre está maltratada, fea, no me gusta.
She says she doesn't buy salad at the supermarket because the greens taste bad. Instead, she comes all the way from the Bronx to do her shopping here at the farmer's market. She likes how fresh the produce is.
Me encanta todo lo fresco.
Sí.
Researchers and politicians sometimes refer to areas where it's hard to find fresh food as food deserts.
Neighborhoods where, either because of a lack of supermarkets or because of the poor quality of the produce that is in the small grocery stores, if you wanted to eat a salad or vegetables or fruit, you would have a difficult time doing so.
That's Andrew Rundle, a researcher at Columbia University. Andrew and fellow researchers noticed that there were many studies and policies aimed at solving this problem of food deserts. But it seemed like they were missing key information to solving it.
It's odd if you read the entire literature on this topic. There are almost no studies where people have actually just sat down with immigrant families and asked them what they want or what they believe is healthy food.
In other words, policies and programs have been rolling out to help these immigrant communities, but nobody had bothered to talk to them. Jesús told me that she prefers when her food is green.
Porque yo sé que el verde es lo que es bueno.
They talked about food in terms of it being close to the source, kind of like farm-to-table food was really what they valued. And so farmers markets were exactly the kind of places that they would like to buy food from.
A lot of what they were saying sounds like popular foodie trends. Local food, organic produce with no pesticides.
It is this sort of intriguing idea that wealthier U.S.-born families are going to places like Whole Foods to buy farm-to-table vegetables and greens and locally sourced meats that are labeled with the farm that they came from, when this idea is also a very traditional idea of going to your local market that was supplied by your local farms.
The women interviewed didn't just prefer fresh produce, they also preferred fresh meat.
I was surprised by how often they referred to buying meat at slaughterhouses in New York City. I'd never really understood that there are actually lots of small slaughterhouses in New York City where you can get fresh chickens, goat, and rabbit.
In New York City, there's roughly 80 slaughterhouses, according to the New York Daily News. These slaughterhouses are also known as viveros, a much gentler Spanish word. There's actually one a few blocks away from our offices. So one afternoon, I decided to check it out. That cackle belongs to Maria Colon. She's been working at the vivero for 5 years, and it was a natural fit since she raised chickens in her backyard back in the Dominican Republic. She explains to me that customers come in and actually pick out the chicken that they want.
La gente te dice qué tipo de gallina quiere o solo dice quiere una gallina.
No, qué tipo, yo quieren, ellos eligen. Dame esa, dame esa, dame.
She says all kinds of people come to get their meat at the vivero.
Ecuatoriano, mexicano.
Ecuadorians, Mexicans.
Africano.
Africans.
Americano también.
Even Americans. Maria takes me to the back room, where things get real, where the actual slaughter happens.
Okay, now, oh my god, oh my god. Now it's like a dryer where they're taking away all of the feathers. And you see like the little feet coming out of the top of the bin. This is intense.
It's not for the faint of heart. But talking to the customers, their reasons for buying their meat at the slaughterhouse make a lot of sense.
La carne está más suave y está más amarillita.
Maria Hernandez says the meat is softer and more yellow. She isn't talking about convenience. She's talking about taste, color, flavor. For some immigrants, moving to the U.S. means a drastic change in diet due to a phenomenon known as dietary acculturation.
This idea is essentially that when an immigrant family comes to the United States, they initially come with their home country food practices. And then as time goes by, they start to eat more and more like an American and as a result, gain weight.
It's easier to preserve their prior and most likely healthier diet if they live in an area with a greater population of immigrants.
You could imagine that if you're an immigrant and you moved into an immigrant neighborhood, there are people around you who have similar values to you. There's also the economic support for the kinds of stores and markets that sell food and products from your home country that would be absent in a neighborhood that's predominantly U.S. born.
This could be part of why Viveros and farmers markets are popular with immigrants. They remind immigrants of the food markets in their native countries. But government action doesn't seem to take this into account. New York City recently released a program called Fresh that aims to bring more supermarkets to these supposed food deserts.
Supermarkets might be part of the picture of improving the food market, but we also think that farm-to-table programs such as community-supported agriculture, support for farmers markets, is another positive investment that could be made in neighborhoods to improve diet and nutrition.
So there isn't just one way out of a food desert. Trying alternative or new paths might be fruitful. For Latino USA, I'm Antonia Cerejido. Corazón de melón, de
melón, 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 melón. Corazón. Our intern Laura Calzada contributed reporting to this piece.